Yeah, that could be. Could be the bestest weather forecast production ever.
Well, I think, you know, we've got, 11 more games, hopefully 12 more games. So I think that we could, do fight song music bed behind all the weather.
Well, I think there might be some that folks really wouldn't want to hear us play.
I still can't find FIU band music, so.
And again,
you got,
if they dumped the band, and we'll have time to talk about this next week, but.
I got one other location.
How does that make you feel? Now, where are they located?
They're in Miami.
Yeah, well.
You know, I could call their sports news office if they didn't dump them also. and maybe find
out. It's one guy in a typewriter.
Yeah. Maybe find out if there's somewhere on the website that that they've got some band music. I'm sure they'd love to
perhaps
guide us in that direction.
I think I have found the FIU
file. Oh, good. All right. That's wonderful. Oh, that's more our reason to be here is, once again,
crisis averted.
Justified. Tragedy was averted. Mm-hmm. I think it could have been a tragedy.
Wow.
Yesterday we told you that money actually can buy you happiness. Remember that up to a point?
Duh.
$75K? A new study, it's a new one, now finds that happy people are more generous. And it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with being wealthy. Charities Aid Foundation, CAF, used data from a Gallup survey to examine the charitable behavior of 153 countries around the world, covering 95% of the global population. And according to that index, Australia and New Zealand went out as the most giving countries. Then comes Canada, Ireland, Switzerland, and U.S. America. The most surprising part of the list is the appearance of several countries that would be, I guess, considered poorer. Guyana, Turkmenistan. Boy, when's the last time you saw a vacation brochure for them? Laos and Sierra Leone. This hints at the ultimate finding that CAF had in their study, and that was that giving doesn't correlate to your gross domestic product. Happier people more likely to give money to charity than those who are wealthy. And we've had stories before here about U.S. Americans about how conservatives probably do give more to charity than liberals do. Now, if you go back up to that part about happy people being generous people, does that in fact mean that it's these liberals who are unhappy, who are disgruntled, and it's the conservatives who are gruntled? Donating money to charity, says the research director, is something that is traditionally...
I'm pretty gruntled.
Are you?
Yeah.
Donating money to a charity is something that is traditionally seen as being driven by how wealthy a person is. However, it's clear that happiness plays a very important role in influencing whether or not people will give money. So there. All right, I think we've all been here.
So if you're going to solicit donations from someone, you should first ask them, how you feeling today?
Hey, are you happy?
Yeah. What can I do to make you happy?
Right.
Dance.
Okay.
You aiming your six shooter in their feet?
Yeah, here we go.
Dance, rummy.
Yeah. 6:17. All right. Excuse me, 7:17.
Yeah.
It's 6:17 in Albuquerque. But
yeah, I ain't spending another
El Paso.
Hour.
Yeah, that's right, doing this. We've all been there. You're out for an evening at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's kid makes it really less than enjoyable.
And you turn and look at him and say, hi, Chase.
Yeah. Take the information as you need. The South Carolina beach restaurant Old Salty has made it clear that a certain kind of youngster is not welcome in its dining room. Old Salty's owner, named Brenda Arms, has adopted a strict no-tantrum policy. And she posts signs in her restaurant warning patrons that screaming children will not be tolerated, end quote. So if you take your travel-weary tyke or just tyke who's not very well-behaved into the restaurant, she has, and the child has a meltdown, it's a she, it could be a he, you won't be permanently ejected, but an employee will, in fact, ask you to take the little young'un, the little pumpkin muffin, outside until they calm down.
The only problem with that is what constitutes a tantrum?
Don't know.
Tantrum in one person's eyes is not a tantrum necessarily in another person's eyes.
I guess it's the owner's call. Parents obviously not happy.
Well, there are days that my definition varies based on what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah.
One cockeyed look. Don't you throw a tantrum.
That's right.
So,
You can't. There are folks who say you can't help it if your kids scream. I don't know about that. Yeah, most patrons like the idea, though. Yeah, they said it's very enjoyable to be in a situation. And again, we've gone into a restaurant before and said we don't want to sit near any children. I mean, you know, we've done that.
Well, if you're the patrons, and they have open tables that are available to accommodate you. More power to you.
Brenda says it's been a good thing for us. It in fact has brought us more customers than it has kept away. You know, but I don't know. Here's a restaurant who had to put its foot down for something that should be fairly obvious, I would think. And, you know, I understand you don't want to make existing customers unhappy.
I would be interested, though, as to what type of restaurant this is. Is this a restaurant with neon beer signs hanging on the walls and stuff like that? And, you know, is it...
If only there were some way that we could look up Old Salty in South Carolina... And see if may, and it's OLDE, Salty, you know, in South Carolina, if there's any way that we
could... Carolina Beach, North Carolina?
Oh, could well be, yeah, could be. And they might have pictures, and we would know. And but unfortunately, such a thing doesn't exist.
Whatever, smart butt, that's fine.
Did you find anything?
I'm working on it. It's like doing a radio show with my brother's kids.
Yeah, highway.
Any Tombstone fan out there just giggled at that?
Yeah, yeah, so. They did. I was gonna say because Chase ain't got no brother.
I do. He just don't have no kids.
Yeah, that's right. There you are. We don't talk about him much.
While we're doing,
talk about him much.
Hello. Wait a minute. Stop. Hang on. Stop. They cut that button off there. Hello. Go ahead.
Well, you see, fellas, things are changing. Yeah. And we used to say that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, but I found out that all fun and no work will make Jack a jerk.
He just called my son a jerk. I don't think my son's a jerk.
I think your son is too young to actually fall into that category.
Yeah, I know.
Understand the name, but that's fine. Anyway, all right.
The only thing, they don't have a website. The only thing I can find is we've got some comments of, you know, ranging from best shrimp burger in North Carolina, all the way down to never have been so insulted.
Okay. Ah. Well, I'd say that that's the full spectrum, so it sounds like they must be in the food service business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hello?
Well, I hope he doesn't decide to blow you up that Wildcat, but you'll know what I'm talking about.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Doing movie quotes this morning.
Tombstone fan.
Highway in Austria costs so much to build it may in fact be headed to the record books. Officials initially spent $15 million building this highway that went right through a very picturesque Austrian village. But local farmers got angry, so the project was scrapped. So then crews decided they would build this tunnel underneath the farmland and then repave the road as an underground highway. That brought the construction total to about $42 million, your tax dollars at work. Boy, hope they don't hear about that in U.S. America.
Mm.
In England, there's now a Rolling Stones version of Monopoly, just in case you care.
Really?
Yeah, just, you know. And just because they've run out of things to do in Canada, the Toronto International Film Festival opens today with a musical about hockey. This is overdue in Canada.
Oh, yeah, you hosers.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Olivia Newton-John plays the mother of a teenage sensation. It's called Score, a hockey musical. I guess they ought to put that in the title so they'd know. Canada does two things really well, music and hockey. Michael McGowan, who's the director, says he's surprised that no one has combined the two yet to make a movie. Oh, but he'd be more than happy to go ahead and sell the movie rights at the right price.
Oh, sure.
Ah. Yeah, it's... 723, yes, hello.
This is going to be a little bit off topic, but what is y'all's opinion on the mosque being built on Ground Zero?
Okay, off topic?
Yeah, it was.
It's what we are. We are off
we are
topic.
Off topic. Thank
That's
you.
All we do.
Yeah. That's right.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you for blending in.
Yeah.
No. I think the young.
Yeah, we do. We talk about any number of things.
That's right.
Hey, look, you know, it's going to, they probably shouldn't. That's just my opinion. I don't mind if they build it because, you know, they've got mosques. There are mosques everywhere. There are mosques in Bryan, Texas, in fact, prayer centers. So it happens all over the country, and I just personally don't like it, but yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think the less controversy that that we pile upon ourselves, the better.
Yep. U.S. Postal Service has apologized for thanks for the call. A U.S. Postal Service has apologized for a Florida post office manager who baked a cake. Oh, I got to save this because it's a poop story, and Chase had to leave.
Yeah.
Chase had to leave, and he loves those kind of stories, so we'll do that one for you. Yeah.
You know, that young man who was just listening to us just called in, with a very thoughtful question.
And serious.
And very serious. Yeah. And, within 20 seconds, we start talking poop stories.